At least 17 transgender women have been murdered in Honduras in the past 5 years. Juliana Cano Nieto is a researcher for Human Rights Watch. She traveled to Honduras late last year to interview transgender people about the violence. One of the people she interviewed was Cynthia Nicole.
Cynthia Nicole was a 32-year-old transsexual pre-reassignment surgery. She, on the one hand, was a very prominent activist on transgender rights issues and sex workers' issues. And on the other hand, she was also a sex worker herself.
Soon after Cano Nieto left Honduras, Nicole was murdered.
When she was killed, she was working as a sex worker. It was at night when a car just drove by and she received several shots.
Cynthia Nicole's death was a loss for Honduras's transgender community. Before her murder, Cynthia Nicole took part in Honduras's first national seminar on the rights of transgender people. She marched with 50 or 60 other activists from Tegucigalpa's main plaza to a local park where people stopped to look. Instead of ignoring the crowd, Nicole approached them and asked if they had any questions. Someone asked Nicole about whether she believed in God. Another asked about her having tattoos. And then a woman just made a simple comment. She said, "If you feel good the way you are, then go on and be yourselves, right?" Nicole was visibly happy. She thanked her and said she wouldn't stop being herself until she found equality for transgender people, or at least until she could make a difference in fighting discrimination. Growing up, Nicole said she felt alienated and discriminated against for her sexual orientation. Eventually, she decided to leave Honduras. She made her way to the U.S. She told Cano Nieto that the move to America gave her the confidence to fully express herself as a transgender woman, but it also forced her to take up sex work as a way to support herself. In 2004, Nicole was deported back to Honduras. She found no option but to continue doing sex work in the streets of Tegucigalpa. She says working on the streets was very dangerous.
Me tiran objetos. A veces me sacan pistolas cuando van en sus automóviles, en sus carros, en sus motos.
They would throw things at me or point their guns from their cars and motorcycles to intimidate me. Sometimes they threaten to kill me or beat me. I think this is one of the riskiest jobs out there.
Es uno de los trabajos más riesgosos que pudieran existir.
Nicole said she couldn't count on the police to help her.
Hay veces que yo miro a alguien pasar con una pistola o viene gente borracha tomada.
There are times that I see someone pass by with a gun, or I see people who are drunk and armed, and so I call the police, but they never come. Of course, when I'm out working with a client, the police always show up. This happens to me every week.
During that same visit to Honduras, Cano Nieto spoke with 30 transgender activists and sex workers. They also said they couldn't rely on the police or the courts for justice. Cano Nieto interviewed sex workers as they waited for clients on the street. Patricia, not her real name, said that in her case, the police just stood by and watched as she and a friend were stabbed.
Aproximadamente unos dos meses, yo y otra amiga fuimos agredidas.
About 2 months ago, a friend and I were attacked by a client. He stabbed me here, in my stomach. He claimed that we wanted to mug him. And the police, they saw how we were being stabbed, and they arrested us, even as we were covered in blood. They didn't even have the heart to take us to a hospital so that we could get treated.
Porque íbamos ensangrentadas y no tuvieron ellos corazón de llevarnos al hospital a que nos revisaran.
Within just a few weeks, Patricia was stabbed again, 14 times. No one expected her to survive. She says her attacker was a police officer.
De lo que a mí me pasó, me ha marcado mucho cuando yo miro mi cicatriz, cuando yo voy a bañarme a mi casa y me voy para mi cuarto.
What happened to me is something I just can't forget, especially when I look at my scars. When I go take a shower, I see the scars on my head, my face, my throat, my back, my stomach, my arms. I start to cry, but I'll think to myself, I'm a human being, and I am what I am.
Pero yo pienso que soy un ser humano soy lo que soy.
Transgender people in Honduras continue to fight for justice, but Cynthia Nicole's unsolved murder is a sad reminder of how much fighting they still have to do. Patricia says she thinks of Cynthia Nicole often.
Me afectó mucho y me sigue afectando.
It pained me so much because she was such a loved person, one who kept to herself and didn't hurt anybody. After Nicole died, I went to her wake and I saw her inside the casket. I only looked at her briefly because I imagined it was me who I was looking at.
For Human Rights Watch, I'm Ruxandra Guidi.